makinig sa SBS Filipino.
The absence this year, we see some 42 nominations from 25 nations across the Asia Pacific. Of course, the Asia Pacific Screen Awards cover 4.5 billion people, 70 countries, and over half the world's film production. So it very much is the Oscars of the Asia Pacific.
Lumapag ang dose-dose ng mga bituin sa Brisbane kagabi para sa 11th taon ng Asia Pacific Screen Awards sa Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Center. Sinalubong ng Lord Mayor ng Brisbane na si Graham Quirk ang lahat kahapon upang buksan ang tinaguriang Oscars ng rehiyong Asia Pacifico. Dinaluhan ng mga direktor, mga producers at mga artista mula sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo ang gabi ng parangal upang ipagdiwang ang mga obra ng mga bagong manlilikha sa Pasipiko. Kabilang na dyan ang ilan sa mga ipinagmamalaking mga alagad ng sining pangpelikula mula sa Pilipinas. Maituturing ang gabi na isang patunay ng galing ng likhang Pilipino sa larangan ng pagkukwento. Isang malaking panalo para sa Pilipinas ang parangal para kay Bianca Balbuena. Si Bianca ang kauna-unahang Pilipino na ginawara ng parangal ng International Federation of Film Producers Association o FIAP para sa kanyang natatanging kontribusyon sa larangan ng pelikula.
In September, I was emailed and I heard the news. I was like out of breath. I was like, really? Why me? And this is for the whole Asia Pacific region.
That's right.
And it's not only the producer award, it's achievement in film.
Kilala si Bianca bilang producer ng pelikulang That Thing Called Tadhana na itinuturing na pinakamatagumpay na independent film sa takilya at maging sa pampublikong pagtanggap sa kasaysayan ng pelikulang Pilipino. Mainit na tinanggap ni Bianca ang parangal kasama ang kanyang pamilya dito sa Brisbane at 10 na mga Pilipinong dumalo kagabi sa Brisbane Convention Center.
I'm very happy, humbled, and honored to accept this vessel, the FIAP Achievement in Film Award, in front of filmmakers that I adore. Like most of you here, I live in a country that's bleeding and rotting. And this makes the role of cinema a lot more important. It becomes our voice. And thank you, Asia Pacific Screen Academy, for always hearing our voices of struggle, of fear, of pain, of dreams, and of our hope. Thank you to the International Federation of Film Producers Association, FIAP, for making me believe that a small little girl from a small island in the Philippines, like me, can actually face film giants like you guys and accept this award. I'd like to dedicate this award to Mr. Kim Jisook of the Busan International Film Festival. You may have passed on, but your legacy stays with us. This is also for my fiancé, who's in Tokyo Filmix, pitching our next film. This is also for my family who's here right now. They don't quite understand what I do as a job, but they support me all the way.
Nominado naman pagka Best Actor si Paolo Ballesteros sa kanyang pagganap bilang isang transgender woman na si Trisha Echeverria sa pelikulang Die Beautiful. Nakamit ang parangal na ito ng aktor mula sa India na si Rakumar Rao para sa pelikulang Newton. Nominado din ang director at producer ng Saving Sally na si Avid Leon Goren sa kategorya na Best Animated Feature. Bagamat hindi nito nakamit ang tropeyo, ay naging paborito naman ang producer-director ng mga photographer at mga journalista dahil sa kakatuwa at masayahing pakitungo nito sa lahat ng mga nasa red carpet kagabi. Ang batikang direktor naman na si Adolfo Alex Jr. ay isa sa mga miyembro ng international jury. Pamilyar din kay Adolfo ang proseso ng pagsali sa mga festival na pampelikula. Sa katunayan, ang kanyang pelikulang Don Sol ang naging opisyal na lahok para sa Academy Awards noong 2006. Ayon sa kanya, isang mabigat at masalimuot na proseso ang pinagdadaanan ng mga nagiging nominado.
Normally, parang what happens is there's a nominating body from the Philippines, specifically the Film Academy of the Philippines, that nominates a certain film based on their criteria. They select from the films. Tapos nun, they submit it to the Oscars. But that's just the start of a very rigorous campaign. Kasi nga, parang you're up against other foreign films. But the problem is really to be able to expose your film in that sea of films. And to be able to maximize whatever marketing tools you have for the Academy voters to see the film. Because they have to know, oh, nag-i-exist tong ganitong klaseng film. It's the official submission of the Philippines. But now it's getting better because exposed and well-recognized yung mga Filipino films. So, it's easy if you have a decent distributor na tutulong sa'yo kasi they have a catalog of films, di ba? Parang, pero yun nga lang, hindi naman enough lang yung, ano eh, yung maganda yung film mo. But you also have to do a solid marketing campaign because you have to fight against parang 80 films or more.
Kapwa malaki ang tiwala ni na Adolfo at Bianca sa kakayahan ng Pinoy na maisalaysay ang mga tunay na nangyayari at kalagayan ng kasalukuyang panahon sa Pilipinas.
The idea is, I think the stories is very universal. I think what gets across cultures is the idea that every story that the Filipino filmmakers make are one, it's very urgent because it deals with certain realities that are very specific to the Philippines, but it speaks generally of the human condition. So because of that, I think yun yung nagdadala sa kanya to be able to be parang translated anywhere it gets screened. Kasi nga, the emotions are there. And
you know, all film, in most film festivals, there would always be a Filipino film. I don't know, maybe because we are really good storytellers. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of stories and problems and issues in our country that don't exist in their country, or maybe exist but not as grave as ours. And it's stories from the region, and dami. Tapos we have a lot of dialects pa.
Right.
And dami history ng dialects na yun. And we're separated by water, and we're also connected by water.
Right.
So parang, it's a very mystical country for me.
Pagamat malayo na din ang natawid ng mga kwentong Filipino, naniniwala si Adolfo na madami pa rin maaaring pagbuhusan ng pansin para mapalago pa ang sirkulasyon at pagtangkilik sa pelikulang Pilipino.
It's good now that more of the Filipino audiences and the local audiences are exposed to the other, aside from the mainstream films, they also get a chance to see independent films. I hope more films will be distributed, not only like in the Philippines but also outside of the Philippines. I think it's a good time for filmmakers.
Para naman sa mga nangangarap na mabigyan ng boses at pagkakataong maging bahagi ng industriya ng pelikula, ito ang mensahe ni Bianca.
And this is for all the filmmakers struggling to find their voice, and for all the cinema lovers from whichever part of the world, please remember that you are not alone and we are unified by cinema. May we never get tired of being storytellers because the world needs us now. Thank you.
Yan ang ating ulat para sa Asia Pacific Screen Awards dito sa Brisbane para sa Radyo SBS.
Ibahagi ang inyong saloobin, ilike ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook o sundan kami sa Twitter sa @SBS Filipino.